Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 2024 shaping up to look a whole lot like 2020. President Biden and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday both secured enough delegates to secure the Democratic and Republican nominations, respectively. Now it's on to the conventions and the general election in November. We're learning some new details about the mid-flight Boeing door plug blowout on board that Alaska Airlines plane in January. Alaska says it had planned to take that jet in for maintenance the very night the incident happened. Meantime, as the investigation goes on, says ABC's M. Nguyen,
Boeing's manufacturing woes are rippling across the industry. Southwest, which only flies Boeing jets, now says it'll stop hiring pilots and flight attendants and may have to reduce flight schedules because of delivery delays from Boeing. United Airlines also imposing a hiring freeze, and Alaska Airlines is warning of possible schedule changes.
In another blunt warning to the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia's ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened. This is ABC News. Idaho's Supreme Court tossing a request from the man accused of killing four university students.
Brian Koberger's attorneys wanted Idaho's highest court to step in and overturn a lower court's ruling. That lower court refused to dismiss Koberger's grand jury indictment. Idaho's Supreme Court is rejecting that request. Koberger was indicted in May and charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary. If convicted, he could get the death penalty. No trial date has been set. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New worries about climbing cases of measles. Three more cases have been confirmed at a migrant shelter in Chicago. The number of cases nationwide already almost at last year's levels. Experts blame people not getting their kids and themselves vaccinated. New way to stretch out a bit on a flight if you're willing to pay. Starting next month, Frontier Airlines will offer an option to reserve the middle seat in your row along with your own seat. If you want to pay an extra $50, it will only be available, however, in the front of the plane. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures yesterday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission today determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. The state Senate today is taking up a package of bills to make Wisconsin judges and justices safer. Washera County's Guy Dutcher is one of dozens of Wisconsin judges who've gotten death threats.
I was sitting in my office with an officer on either side of me with a fully automatic weapon, hearing the sirens that were screaming as the officers were intercepting him, thinking I really hadn't contemplated this as being part of the job description.
Dutcher speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. More background on how the Packers running back Aaron Jones ended up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. According to ESPN, the Packers asked Jones and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to take a pay cut down to $6 million a year. When Jones turned down that offer last Friday, the team informed him over the weekend they would be moving on to find his replacement. The best offer Jones then received was $7 million a year from the Vikings. The Packers have re-signed defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon to a new deal, 3 years worth $18 million. They are also bringing back defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. A year ago, the Packers released defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He signed a 2-year deal with Minnesota worth $8.5 million. However, the Vikings released him today. Safety Jonathan Owens has decided to sign with the Chicago Bears. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs under the lights tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The Bucks are in Sacramento against the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32, tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle, 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
That matters.
98Q Country.
Right here. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Just walk on by, 'cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but hey girl, what you think girl, you look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink girl, before you blink girl, I'll be right back by your side, and if you want, we can roll out, I know my way around this town, I got a shotgun seat for you.
Up in no time.
by Scotty McCreery with one of the more confusing songs ever made in country music, Cab in a Solo, Solo in a Cab. Look it up, Google it, I guess, whatever you got to do. At 98Q Country, it is Wednesday. It is the 13th of March. Joel here, and look what the cat drug in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to show up by surprise. Dang.
Gray is here, too. How are we doing, Gray?
Good morning to you, too, Joel.
Hey, good morning to you, too. Gray's going to be filling in on the morning show the next couple days, so he's just kind of in here seeing how the whole thing works. And he doesn't know this, but I actually realized why he's here this morning that I found last night. I Googled it. He's actually writing a documentary of how to survive in radio for 37 years with no talent at all. So he's doing a documentary on me on that. So
I thought I was starting my own story for a second there. I thought, dang, I know we were ripping me apart to start the morning, but that's some shade I wasn't ready for. I got no talent. What can we do for 37 years? Let's see.
Got to keep that off the internet. I'm anxious to read that book to see how it happened. All right. So we got a lot going on today. We got reality radio. We're going to be talking home show. We're going to be talking Adam's Family. That's being performed this weekend at the Shawamigan High School. Mr. Donner and some of the folks involved with that will join us from the high school via Zoom. We'll get you updated on what's going on in the city of Park Falls. Brent Mahalik and Mr. Schultz, our Parks and Rec coordinator, will join us. And we mentioned the home show, and I think there's some other stuff in there, too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And Gray will be hanging out, and Austin might even show up here this morning. So we got a good Wednesday morning for you.
Yes, indeed.
Hopefully all will go well. Twice an hour, we give you news and sports. ABC right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, 2024 shaping up to look a whole lot like 2020. President Biden and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday both secured enough delegates to secure the Democratic and Republican nominations, respectively. Now it's on to the conventions and the general election in November. We're learning some new details about the mid-flight Boeing door plug blowout on board that Alaska Airlines plane in January. Alaska says it had planned to take that jet in for maintenance the very night the incident happened. Meantime, as the investigation goes on, says ABC's M. Nguyen,
Boeing's manufacturing woes are rippling across the industry. Southwest, which only flies Boeing jets, now says it'll stop hiring pilots and flight attendants and may have to reduce flight schedules because of delivery delays from Boeing. United Airlines also imposing a hiring freeze, and Alaska Airlines is warning of possible schedule changes.
In another blunt warning to the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia's ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are firing two members of the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Dana Walks and John Miller went down on a floor vote today over their opposition to diversity cuts. Democrats say they're frustrated by the partisanship.
The only thing that these individuals have done wrong to have their appointments denied is that they do not share the Republican Party's ideology.
Senator LaTanya Johnson. Leaders at the UW-Milwaukee say losing federal pandemic money is the reason why they're closing their two-year branch campus in Waukesha. Chancellor Mark Moen says the cost of operations is going up, but revenue has been cut in half. Waukesha will be the fifth two-year branch campus to close in Wisconsin at the end of the spring semester next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks get clobbered by the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fell behind early and lost by 35 points in Sacramento. The final 129-94. It's the first time the Kings have beat Milwaukee in over 8 years. Doc Rivers says his team didn't look ready.
No, my fault. I didn't get them prepared the way they should mentally. You know, guys talking about planes and leaving. As a staff, we talked about it after shoot-around. I was like, if our focus is not better than this morning, it's going to be a long day.
The Bucks fell to 1-3 on their West Coast
Coast road trip, Damian Lillard.
End of a road trip against a team, once again, coming off a game they feel like they probably should have won. You know, they were just the sharper team. They were the faster team.
College basketball, the Badgers are in Minneapolis for the start of the Big Ten tournament. They'll play tomorrow. NFL, the Packers re-signed defensive back Keyshawn Nixon to a new three-year deal worth $18 million, but lose safety Jonathan Owens, who signed a two-year contract with the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
At Target, our prices for Easter are so low, you can put all your eggs in one basket. Surprise them with Target-exclusive Favor Day treats, like our unique chocolate bunny and a cute basket, all from just $4. Add in some fun with a six-pack of bubbles, 50-piece sidewalk chalk, and super soft stuffed animals, all from $5. And get great family pics with new Easter looks. It's easy with women's and girls' dresses for only $20 and under. Low prices on everything for Easter? Now that's Target.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 90AQ Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle. 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Yeah, it ain't
98QCountry.com.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93.
Got a Wednesday morning, another beautiful day today. There's some cooler weather, Greg, coming. We're going to get a touch of winter here, I think. Here,
28 degrees is winter. That's I think we've softened a little bit, Joel.
Well, this morning, but I think temperatures for the weekend are going to be kind of cool. We're not even going to get above freezing on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And next week, they've upped the temperatures into the 40s. We need some precipitation here at some point. Our firefighters are getting a little tired, I think, of running around putting out grass fires.
I've seen a lot of permitted pauses on burning everywhere.
Yeah, just don't. Like we said the last week or so, just don't. Just pile it over there and just wait for a day after a rainy day, which may be a while. The chance of precipitation, we got a little bit of precip tomorrow, but as we look into Saturday, we might see a little bit of snow shower activity maybe on Saturday. But we need a good, we need like a 2 or 3 day soaker, just like, I mean, I don't want it, but I kind of like the sunshine, but just for growing our radishes here in a month or so, we need something, right?
It's in a high of 23 on Monday. Oh my gosh, rain is not what's coming down the pipe. That's rough.
Yeah, we're going to, we could get tested. Will radishes and lettuce grow if we haven't had any precipitation for 6 months?
The year of the radish, 2024.
Yes, the radishes rule. It's 6:42. We'll get to all the news and sports at the top of the hour here on the 98Q Morning Show.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle. 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
I love new country.
Why don't you say?
Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. I only talk to God when I need a
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. Drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Song that got it all going for him, the original Chicken Fried at 6:50. Well, you're in for a treat here this morning. You want to keep the radio closed because we're going to have, well, obviously me, I'm enough. But we have gravy on top of the potatoes. We've got Gray who's going to be hanging around this morning, just making sure he knows what he's doing for the next couple of days on the morning show. And we'll get Austin in here. He'll be showing up here anytime between 6:50 and 7:30.
I think you just gave me my future DJ name, though, without even meaning to.
Gravy on the potatoes.
Gray V.
Gravy. Oh, there we go. That's, see?
I will. The artist formerly known as. No more of anything else. I am now Gray V.
After 37, you can put that in the book?
I'll give you the credit.
After 37 years, he came up with a good idea. Look at him go.
Joel's best work was naming another DJ.
That's right. We got a couple local teams playing in the boys' state basketball tournament this weekend. That's always fun. Solon Springs will be in action Friday morning at 9. They're from the, I'll always call it the Indian Head Conference, but I think it's called like the North Star Conference or something like that now. And then Marathon, they'll be playing Thursday night at 6:30. They're from the Merriwood. They got a big dude, like a 6'8", 6'9" dude So that'll be fun to watch. The Boise State basketball tournament, Big Ten tournament, gets underway today. Wisconsin will be in action tomorrow, trying to win a couple of games to benefit and increase their seed in our NCAA tournament. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. You heard me talking the other day, Gray, but obligation of 98Q employees that you do have to enter a bracket in our NCAA bracket contest.
You know those stories where every once in a while some clueless dude manages to get pretty close to the $1 million bracket?
It's you, huh?
It's either that's going to be either me or I'm just out round one. That's what's going to happen. Maybe.
Or you and the monkey will be lingering in the bottom. It's a point system, and the monkey has never finished above last, although has had some shining moments here and there. So we'll flip the coin with the monkey next week. But if you want to be a part of our NCAA bracket contest, just shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And we'll get you online in our CBS Sports Line contest. We've got, we're going to pay down four places. We've got like $300 worth of gift certificates. We call this spring cleaning, Gray. We take all the certificates that people didn't pick up and for whatever reason didn't want over the last year, and we give them away. We spring clean. There's some good stuff in there. I think there's three $25 Visa gift cards in there.
It's like a lost and found, but for discounts and
cards. That's right. NCAA bracket style. So we'll... And if you're old-fashioned and don't have the internet and you want to just drop off your brackets, you can do that, too. You can drop them off at the station before 11 o'clock next Thursday. Let's get our words of wisdom. Focus on the family this morning, as always, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Are you feeling discouraged? Well, research shows your problem may be what Facebook isn't showing you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Technology gets blamed for everything, right? Well, in this case, the findings of a study on social media conducted by two prominent universities aren't so far-fetched. It turns out the more time people spend on social media, the more they struggle with feelings of loneliness, frustration, and discouragement. If you have a Facebook account, you're probably already aware that people tend to sanitize what they post about their lives. Well, not everybody. But they'll share their vacation pictures and so much more, but they probably won't mention the conflict they just had with their spouse. They'll happily talk about their kids' first place trophies, but they'll never say a word if their child flunked algebra. Obviously, I'm not suggesting you air your dirty laundry across the internet, but it's an important reminder that what you don't see on social media can influence how you see yourself. People often compare the imperfection of their real life against the sanitized version that others put forward. It distorts their view of marriage, kids, and life. And as the study indicates, it leaves them envying the happiness of others. The moral of the story is to participate in social media with your eyes wide open and be aware that things aren't always what they seem. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Fast Tracks Excavating in Phillips has been doing business locally since 2005 and is a proud supporter of local community events and a Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin, don't you knock on the potty. This is most-
incredibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win. Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle. 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
What do you
listen to? Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.